This is Debbie. May I help you?
Hello, Debbie. This is Roy from the city of Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling about the Adopt-A-Median that you guys are in charge of.
Right.
And you're familiar with that then?
Yes, I know about it, yeah.
All right, yeah. We installed a beautiful decorative fountain in your median.
Okay.
And the people we contracted to hook that up, they accidentally hooked it up to the sewer lines instead of the water lines.
Okay.
So there's kind of a problem with spraying sewage.
And
you need to go fix it.
Well, who's the one that authorized it to be installed?
It's some guy in the Department of Water.
It wasn't us.
Yeah, but I mean, it's your median, so you need to go clean up all the sewage from the median.
Okay, and your name again is?
My name's Roy. Roy Gerbel.
And you're with who?
I'm with the city of Santa Fe.
Okay, and a phone number?
505-6025.
And did anybody contact this guy to go fix it right, or do we have to do that also?
Yeah, we've already allocated all the funds we can for this, so you're going to have to get some sort of a plumber and get them to hook it up to the correct pipes.
Okay, so we have to clean the mess that you guys hired this idiot, and we have to pay for it to clean up the mess.
Correct. I mean, you're in charge of the median.
That is really wrong.
Old.
Yeah, but we didn't have it installed or have an idiot that had no clue what they were doing.
Well, you shouldn't call him an idiot. I mean,
so
I work with this guy.
So it's going to cost us a fortune.
Okay, so if just some person...
Who is the person that installed it?
Let's say it's just some random...
So we can call them and
oh my God, can I talk?
Fix it right.
You keep interrupting me, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, what if someone just throws some trash in the median? Someone like drives by...
Well, then we'd clean it, but if we...
Well,
I mean,
there you go.
If this person is the one that messed it up and did it wrong, he should go and fix it and clean it.
Well, would you say that to the resident? Would you say, hey, you threw the trash here. We're going to track you down and make you come and pick it up.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't. If someone threw like a Pepsi cup or something, you're gonna track them down and make them clean it up?
Yeah, but you're talking about raw sewage. You know, it's not a piece of paper or something.
Same thing, really. It's your job to clean it up.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll go get somebody out there.
Okay, I think you should do it. You personally.
That is crazy.
For having such a shitty attitude.
We don't have a shitty attitude, but we had nothing to do with this being installed.
You're yelling at me.
And the person does it wrong. That's just wrong.
Well, we didn't do it on purpose. It's just an accident. So you need to go clean it up.
Alrighty.
And I think you should do it. I think it should be you. Right after work, I think you should go out there.
You should go and do it.
I don't do that kind of work. That's your kind of job.
You know what? You are a jerk.
At least I do my job.
Well, so do I.
You need to learn to do your job.
Well, I am doing my job. How do you figure it's right that because sewage leaks from something that you guys had done, and we have to clean it?
Because that's... You guys signed up to... You adopted the median, so it's yours now.
Okay, we'll get somebody out there.
If you adopted a kid, would you stop taking care of it just because it's a little messy?
No, but...
You're a shitty parent, is what you are.
We had nothing to do with that.
You're a shitty parent.
You know what? You're a total jerk.
Don't use that kind of language with me.
Well, you know what? You're telling me the same thing, so what's the difference?
I didn't say anything like that. I said a completely different thing.
Oh, well, you're telling me I'm a shitty parent and that I'm the one that should go clean it? Because I have an attitude, you have an attitude also.
Well, does that give you the right to have an attitude just because I do?
I'm just saying that I feel that it's wrong because somebody went and did it all wrong.
Okay, well, they didn't do it on purpose. I guess you've never made a mistake in your entire life, have you?
Well, I would go fix it if I did.
Okay, well, we ran out of money for that, so he's not going
to
do it.
Well, we'll get somebody to pay somebody to go get it done.
Okay, well, you need to hurry the fuck up because... It's still spraying out there. They didn't even turn it off.
God. Alrighty.
What time is...
I don't know. I have to contact the guy that does the work for us.
What's his name?
I don't have the number. One of the bosses does, and I have to call him and notify him about it.
Okay, alright. Because, you know, we don't want to file a lawsuit against you guys for not taking care of your median.
I will call him right now.
Okay, hurry up. Do it faster.
Who the fuck are you?
are you? Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel.
I don't understand.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel.
You're a fucking asshole.
What?
What are you talking about? You're a fucking asshole.
Dr. Roy Gerbel. Dr. Roy.
What?
Gerbel!
You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 607. Today is January 11th, 2020, and this episode is brought to you by high school graduate Rev FOD87, Todd L., and Boo Leiter. You can thank those people for making me do shows on Saturdays and just doing way too many shows in general by supporting me on Patreon. Also, thank you to the new people who've signed up, like Badger Teeth, Brandon S., Joel K., Ethan H., Wrangles Angle, Dial Trolls, Greg T., Chase S., someone named T., Brandon M., Password Not 1234, Ken Cow, Janelle A. It's been a while since I've read all these. It's kind of a long list. I apologize. But also, Natasha N., Jonathan H., Glorious Bees, Suzanne F., Shrinkman, Dan U., Brady R., James H., and Mike W. You've all signed up on the Patreon recently, and I appreciate that. Thanks. I have pretty much no announcements today, so let's just do some calls.
This is Allison.
Hey, Allison. This is Greg from True Green.
Yes.
I was calling to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn. You know, like we were supposed to do another address on your street. They're on and we accidentally did your address instead.
Is this the guy that's been calling everybody from next door?
No.
Please stop.
What are you talking about? Oh, shit. I've been found out. They've been warning people. Crap. I think I'm going to have to throw the rest of this list away, Roland. I still have like half of it left, too.
Hello?
Hi, Autumn?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Steve Day from True Green.
Steve.
You know, the yard treatment company. We accidentally sprayed your lawn this week. We were supposed to do a neighbor's lawn. We did yours instead.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your lawn. We accidentally sprayed your lawn.
Okay, we don't have a lawn.
Well, you kind of have a lawn. Like, you have all that weird, like, bushy green stuff out there.
Okay.
But we sprayed that, whatever that stuff is.
Okay.
We were supposed to do a
sprayed it with what?
With industrial strength plant killer.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, just wanted to apologize for that.
You what?
Just wanted to apologize for doing that.
So they sprayed industrial plant killer on our lawn.
Who is it?
Somebody from True Green.
True Green doesn't service our lawn.
I know, he did it by mistake is what he said.
Yeah, why don't you tell that guy to just stop being so fucking nosy, ma'am? And stop acting like such a know-it-all. I was just calling to...
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
I just Goodbye. Called to apologize. All right, I'm off to a rocky start, but I'm trying, okay? It's early in the morning, I'm still waking up. I need a few more of these to, you know, get in the groove of the whole thing. That's all. I'm not going to fuck all of them up.
Hello?
Hello, Brian?
Yes?
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm with True Green.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Pretty good. We accidentally sprayed your lawn this week. We were supposed to do neighbors of yours, but we accidentally did yours instead.
Okay, what's going to be on there?
Well, it's gonna change the shade of the lawn for the remainder of the year. It's going to be more of a reddish-pinkish color.
Really?
Yeah, but it's, I'm really sorry about that.
Okay, so what's your game plan to fix it?
Well, it'll just kind of wear off after maybe a year or a year and a half.
Yeah, but what are y'all going to do to fix it? We didn't want a red lawn.
Yeah, but, you know, it'll look cool. It's like a lot of people are doing this now.
Oh, I know who this is.
Who?
Oh, you're the guy who called about the wattage the other day, right?
Oh, did I call you already? Oh man, I'm like so unorganized with this list. I'm so sorry.
No worries. So what are you doing? You just try to see if you can get people pissed?
Pretty much, yeah.
How's it going?
Not too bad. You know, hanging in there. Just yeah, you know, being productive on my Saturday.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Calling up all my neighbors.
Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
So are you actually like in the neighborhood or like?
Oh yeah, yeah.
How do you?
Yeah, I live over here in the Blue House on 9th Street.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Well, at some point, obviously, you know which one we're in. So feel free to stop by. We'd love to get a download on how everything's coming. My wife and I like literally lost our car. Like we thought it was hilarious, the wattage thing. So.
Oh, that's great. I'm happy to hear it. I'm glad I'm spreading some holiday cheer to everybody.
yeah. I mean, as long as they don't get too riled up before they find out. So.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I'm going for. I'm a sociopath, so it's fine.
Cool. Well, good luck, man.
All right.
And have a great rest of your Saturday.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
All right, later.
As soon as he said the wattage thing, I looked at his lights on his house, because I'm looking at these on Street View, and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember those porch lights. I've talked to this guy before, but yeah, I'm kind of thinking I should just move on to a different list. And holy shit, Roland, you need to check your Nextdoor app immediately. And get some screenshots. And this is kind of in the sort of same area as Roland gave me before. I don't know if this is still his neighborhood or if he even has access to this neighborhood on his Nextdoor app. But I'll try a couple more before I give up.
Hello.
Hey, hello. I was calling for Julia. This is Greg from True Green.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hi, this is Julia.
Hey, Julia. I'm calling from True Green. I have some bad news.
Calling from where?
True Green. You know, the lawn care company?
Oh, no.
And I'm really sorry, but I sprayed your lawn by accident this week.
Which property? What's the address?
703 Street.
Okay.
It's going to genetically modify your grass, so it's going to be fuller and richer now, but it's also going to be kind of, I don't know how to explain it. It's the grass is going to have thorns on it now.
What?
The grass, it genetically modifies the grass to make it fuller and thicker.
Yeah, this isn't real, is it?
What do you mean? Why wouldn't it be real? It was just an accident. We were supposed to do the neighbors.
Yeah, what neighbors were you supposed to do? What's the address?
The Millers. They're way down the street.
All right, well, we rent, and we no longer rent from that location.
Okay.
So not really that worried about it because we don't live there anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I'm not worried about it either, then. Maybe I won't even tell the new people.
You should probably tell the people who own the land.
Well, I don't know how to get a hold of them. I just looked in the white pages, and there you were. So, whatever. I did my best.
So, can you give me your contact information, and I'll pass it on to the property manager. So
well, just tell the property manager that the grass is going to change. I don't really want them calling me. I don't want them calling me and yelling at me. It's not like it was a nice lawn to begin with.
Right. I know it wasn't a nice lawn, so I'm laughing because there was no grass.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of grass, but this is going to make the grass all spread out.
Okay, so it's called True Green, and what was your name again?
Steve.
Steve.
Correct.
Steve, what are you doing just playing jokes on people? Yeah, it's not your life, man.
What are you talking about? I don't play jokes, ma'am. I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian.
I do lawns and stuff.
You do lawns and stuff. How interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up.
Oh, wow. Steve from True Green.
How'd you get this number?
Steve.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, can you tell me how you got this number?
No.
But you told me that you looked it up through the white pages.
Yeah, it's in the white pages. That's why I wasn't going to tell you, because I already told you.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
All right, I got to go.
No, I got to go.
How do you have time for this? I don't get it.
The time for what? I'm trying to make up for a stupid mistake I made on your former lawn.
Tell him, Mark. You tell him.
Yeah, you tell that kid to shut the oh, man. All right, I am abandoning this list for now. I guess I can hold on to it and maybe try them back in a few months after they've all forgotten about me. So thank you again, Roland, for this one. I'll come back to it some other day. I've got some other stuff here that I think could be fun for today. Like this one. Here's one from Alexander. He says, these hobos keep leaving ads on my windshield every day. Call them as Royco Lawn Services and tell them to quit stealing your business. And it's a thing for a lawn services company, maintenance and landscaping services provided, mowing, weed removal, sprinkler and drip maintenance, full landscape maintenance, residential and commercial, honest and professional. And I'm supposed to call Hector.
It's Hector.
Hey, Hector.
Uh-huh.
This is Roy. You left a pamphlet advertisement on my car.
Uh-huh.
And you dinged my car while you did it. So I'm going to need your insurance information.
Sure, I will provide that information to you.
Okay, great. What's your insurance company?
I'm going to need your address and your whole name and everything.
Okay.
At the same time.
At the same time, we'll get confused. We'll be talking over each other.
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
What do you mean it's weird, sir?
I don't know.
You're saying I put my business card in your car. This is completely wrong. You have to approve that to my lawyer and all of that.
Oh, like somebody else put this thing in my car? Yeah, but you scratched up my windshield while you were leaving the pamphlet. My windshield's all scratched up.
We don't put in any either business car or flyers on any cars. We're not allowed to do that. It's why you have to approve me that when we go in court.
Well, who else would leave it?
What's that?
Who else would leave it?
Okay, well, like I say, all you need to do is just call me on business day so I can connect you with my lawyer so we can start from there. That should be no problem. You're completely right.
But how come you broke my windshield wiper, too? Like, it won't, the motor's all broken?
You have to approve that. We don't have to discuss this in between you and me.
You broke the motor.
We don't have to discuss in this. If that's a matter, sir, I will pay you for your window. That's no problem at all.
Yeah, the window and the motor for the windshield wiper.
That's no problem at all. You have to approve.
And
we did that.
And the rubber on the windshield wiper. It's all corroded and stuff now.
Sir, don't worry about that.
Oh, I'm worried about it.
I can't
run my windshield wipers anymore.
What's that?
I can't run my windshield wipers anymore. You broke them.
You don't need the windows. I mean, those washers now. It's not raining.
Oh, you don't know that. You don't know where I am. I have to, travel to Oregon soon. It always rains there.
Sir.
How am I going to turn on my windshield wipers?
It doesn't matter where you're traveling. It doesn't matter where you're traveling, sir. It doesn't matter, really. You need to wait until Monday so we can take and care of you with that. That should be no problem.
Look, I don't even have a lawn. Like, why are you leaving this on my car? Because I don't even have a lawn.
Sir. I'm going to hand it up, and you call me Monday so we can start it from there.
Okay.
There's nothing else I can do. I'm trying to be nice with you, but you're not cooperate on this situation at all.
Well, you're lying and saying you need to do it. But, hey, Hector.
Telling you what is going to happen. If you believe me, it should be fine. You don't want to believe me.
Okay.
We have to go to court.
I'm going to come clean, Hector. I got to be honest with you.
You have to approve that to the judge, you're telling me right now, and we go from there.
Okay, listen. No, look.
There's so many bad people out there.
Hector, listen to me.
The, the judge is the one that has to believe you, and then the judge is going to order to me what I have to pay
okay,
you.
Hector.
All legally.
Hector.
All legally.
Hector, listen. I actually run Royco Tree Service.
Sir, I don't really care.
I know
what your business is it or your work. I don't really care about it.
I'm trying to tell you something.
This is not the situation. This is not your business company or what you did or
Hector.
The type of business you did.
Hector.
We don't really care that.
Okay, look. I run a competing lawn service, Royco Tree and Lawn and Grass and Tree and Bushes Service. And I just want to ask you if you can.
And you have time to talk with me?
Hector!
Were you supposed to be have to be working?
Hector, listen, it's Saturday. It's not
doing
a business.
Doing better things than this?
It's not a business day. It's Saturday. Hector.
I don't care. I don't care.
Listen,
I work every day.
Listen, I just want to let you know that I'm going to steal all your customers.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You got the right position now. I give you all my customers. Enjoy all of them. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to follow
your
truck around.
I'll meet you in court. I'll meet you in court.
What are we going to court for? Holy shit. Hector's impossible. Thanks for that one, Alexander. Man, I'm looking at his lawn service thing, his advertisement thing, and he's licensed. He's bonded. He's insured. It has his license number. I didn't know you had to have a license to do yard work. I guess maybe to spread the chemicals or something. You know what? I'm going to call Hector back. I mean, it is a lawn company, so I think you know what I have to do here.
It's Hector with...
Aw, man, I was going to be Carol.
And change his phone number, but whatever. I tried to call him a bunch of times, and he's just not having it. I even tried to call from the toll-free number of his carrier to try and get him to pick up, because he just keeps hitting the fuck you button. And I'm getting a new message that I've never gotten before. Listen to this.
Your access to this network is restricted. Please dial 1-888-212-6.
Some new caller ID laws went into effect, I think, on January 1st. I don't completely understand them, but apparently it means that I can't spoof from toll-free numbers anymore. Or wait, let's try and spoof a call from Verizon Wireless's customer service number. Luckily, I happen to have all of the major carriers' customer service numbers memorized for some reason. See what I get when I do this. Oh, well, that works. So that's weird. I don't understand why that happened. I just called my own cell phone and it rang. I guess AT&T's got their shit locked down, though. No more spoofing their number. Next, I'm going to call some job applicants from an H&M store. They just had a clipboard, I guess, on the counter and said, hey, if you want to work here, write down your name and your phone number. And this first girl's name is Haley. Wait, what? For the area code, she just has the number 2. And then a phone number. And instead of a dash in the phone number, she has a slash. What is she, a fucking alien or something? Me and Haley are going to have some words about this. I think I know what she means by 2. I think she's abbreviating her area code, which is the most commonly used area code on this list. But what the hell? Hello?
Who is this?
This is Greg from the H&M store at the mall. Who's this?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, that's my son. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's your son?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's kind of an asshole. Holy shit.
No, I...
Oh, wait. You're cutting out really bad. Could you explain all that again?
Whenever an unknown number calls my phone, I have my son answer.
Oh, no, it shouldn't have come up unknown. It should be the our phone number right here.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't have your guys' store number, so it's just a number I don't know.
Oh, so it's not unknown. It's yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
So be an asshole to everyone until they prove they're worthy of talking to you. I get it.
Yes.
Hey,
exactly.
On this list here, instead of your area code, you just put a 2.
Yeah, Katie called me yesterday. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you also put a slash instead of a dash. And I was talking to Katie, and I'm like, oh my God, Katie, this Haley, she's a fucking alien or something. She doesn't know, like, customs and, like just normal shit that people do. Ugh. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway... Would you be interested in wearing like a sandwich board and running around in traffic? You know, just to advertise our store?
No.
Why not?
Are you interested in that?
No. Why would I do that?
Exactly. Why would anybody do that? Why would anybody want to be interested in that?
Well, you're the one that wants to work here.
Okay. But I don't want to wear a sandwich board, and I would really appreciate it if we could have this conversation without all the cussing in it as well.
Oh, I didn't realize I was cussing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Your son's attitude when he first picked up, it's just really thrown me all off. I just wanted to.
I see.
Ugh. I just want to punch a wall now.
Wow.
So, but why wouldn't you wear a sandwich board and run around in traffic? Like what?
Because nobody wants to do that.
No, some people do. Like, we have people do that all the time. You've seen them out there, like spinning signs and stuff.
Yeah, that's not something I'm interested in doing, though.
Okay, all right. Well, you don't have to have such a bitchy attitude about it. Jeez.
I just already said no 3 times, and you're still asking me why I wouldn't want to. I don't have an attitude about it. I'm just answering the same way I did the first 3 times.
All right. Fine. What you doing?
I'm driving.
Where are you driving to?
Home.
Cool.
Yeah.
What were you hoping to do here? If you don't want to do the sandwich board running around in traffic thing.
Well, Katie said it was a part-time sales associate and that you'd learn how to do cash register and truck and running clothes back and forth from dressing rooms and assisting with customers and things, dressing mannequins and things like that.
But I told Katie that this other girl that applied, she was cuter. So I think we're going to hire her. But we still have the sandwich board position available if you'd be interested in that.
Well, you and I've never met, and I've never met Katie either.
Well,
so
I looked on the security tapes.
A lie.
No, I looked on the security tapes, dummy.
Wow.
Really easy to do. Just see who signed up, and yep, there she is. Not as cute as the other one.
Okay.
You seem more like a sandwich board type.
Wow, you are very disrespectful.
No, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just being honest.
Very, very disrespectful.
Kind of like your son was when he answered the phone and gave
but it's an unknown number. He's allowed to answer the phone however he wants to. You've been cussing and being derogatory since you got on the phone. Is there a point to this call other than asking if I want to run around in traffic in a sandwich board?
Oh, man, I'm sorry. That made me laugh. The way you said that.
Yeah, you're highly disrespectful. Like, I'm sorry. Like, this has put such a bad taste in my mouth. Like.
Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry. The truth is, I'm just really high right now.
Okay, well, that's fine. But, I mean, to sabotage my appearance.
And then cuss
on the phone and then tell me how my son sounded is all very, very much a deterrent. That's very hurtful, what you're doing.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry. It was like I didn't mean it to sound like that. It's just, I think we got off on the wrong foot.
I agree.
So you don't want to do the sandwich board thing?
I do not.
Okay, I'll have Katie call you back.
Okay.
Hopefully she'll be more sober than me, you know?
Okay.
Are you like actually driving right now? Your car is really quiet. Do you have a Tesla or something?
No, I'm actually driving.
Oh, it's so quiet.
Well, that's because I was trying to give you my undivided attention.
Well, no, you wouldn't be able to like stop the road noise. That would still exist. Maybe you just have some really kick-ass noise-canceling earbuds or something. Do you have those new Apple things that hang out of your ears?
No, I don't.
Oh, just car Bluetooth?
No.
What do you have?
What is your role exactly?
Well, I don't actually work at H&M. I work next door at the you know the shoe store.
The shoe store next door?
Yeah, well, a couple doors down.
Like Journeys?
Yeah. I didn't want to say, but you got me.
Why wouldn't you want to say?
I don't know, because like it just sounds like you're gonna like come and talk to my manager or something. And I don't want that.
No, but I don't have time for that.
Okay, yeah, I don't even work at H&M though. I was just trying to help out.
Why do they need your help if you don't even work for the store?
Because Katie's really busy, you know, doing store stuff, and we're dead today. So I'm like, you know what? I'll help you out here. And she gave me the stack of papers, and I'm just calling them all up and feeling them all out, you know?
I see.
I've never done this before, so you don't really have to have the attitude. You know, I'm new at this.
You know, I wouldn't have the attitude if you didn't. To be quite frank, I'm reciprocating it because of all just the derogatory and the name-calling and telling me my appearance isn't up to par.
Well, I just have really high standards, and I'm reciprocating because of your son's attitude. So, basically, you have to blame your son.
Again, that's if he wants to answer the phone that way because we don't know the phone number, that's entirely his prerogative.
Yeah, but it's a shitty prerogative.
And that's not for you to jump. But it's not for you to jump to assumption. It's not for you to start calling him names when you don't even know who it is.
No, I'm not calling him names. I'm just saying he's a shitty person.
There you go.
To be answering the phone.
You want
to
call him something else while you're at it?
No, I'm not calling him. I'm not calling him anything. I'm just saying, like, just be nice when you answer the phone. Just you don't have to be like.
You aren't nice either, though.
But no, your son was not nice first.
Okay, but when he answers the phone, hello, and that's it, and then you're like, who is this?
Well. He was like you didn't do a very good impression of him answering the phone.
Well, either way, the fact that like it doesn't matter who it is, it was rude. You were very rude.
He was very rude.
I
agree.
You say to me, the first thing you say is, "Why does he sound like an asshole when I get on the phone?" That's the first thing you said to me.
Well, in all fairness, I thought it was your husband or boyfriend or something.
That wouldn't have even been fair.
Why not?
Because it wouldn't have been. You're calling someone who doesn't recognize a phone number. They're allowed to answer however they want to. You could have been a telemarketer.
Yeah,
he answers the phone like that because we don't know who it is. And I've been getting a lot of random phone calls from telemarketers and other places. So that's part of the reason why he did, was to deter any unnecessary phone calls. I asked him to answer the phone on purpose.
Yeah, but it also deters potential job opportunities. So
all he said was hello. However he said it, is you took it and put it whatever context on it that you wanted to. You understand?
No.
He could have answered it a thousand ways, and you put your own context to it.
You know,
you did that.
All this stuff you're telling me just going in one ear and out the other because I'm so high right now.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know.
I'm just saying, maybe you shouldn't be making phone calls while you're high then, because you're incredibly disrespectful.
Well, in all fairness, I am really disrespectful.
I don't know why we're even continue. I don't know why we're having this conversation still.
I don't either.
Because it's going absolutely nowhere.
I've seen like three people go into Journeys, and there's nobody in there right now. I should probably get going.
Okay.
I hope you get the job though. Like, honestly, I have no like authority to hire. I don't even know what I'm doing. I was just going to put notes in the margins. So like, you know, when, what's her face?
I think you kind of set me up for failure on that one.
No, that's not true. Cause like they don't even know that I'm calling people.
I thought you said Katie asked you to.
Well, it's more like she's just like, yeah, whatever, because she's just sick of me coming in there and asking dumb questions all the time. So I just grabbed the papers and started making calls. I'm like out here on the bench in the middle of the mall. Are you sure you're driving? It's completely silent there.
No, I just got home.
Oh. There's, like, no difference. I really... Like, really, if you could tell me, like, the brand name of your Bluetooth headset things, are they noise-canceling at least?
I'm not wearing a Bluetooth.
Oh, what kind of phone do you have?
An Android.
Huh. Well, I mean, there's, like, a billion Androids. Is it a Motorola?
Samsung.
Is it a Samsung? Is that, like, a Note 8?
No. What kind of phone is this? 10S.
Ah, it's too expensive for me. Never mind. Sounds amazing, though.
Thank you.
It was a good purchase.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for everything. Don't worry about the job stuff. I'll just quietly put this stack of papers back over there when she's not looking, and they'll be none the wiser.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you both have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
A great Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. That one went on forever, and she's starting to make me feel bad. And did she explain the whole 2 area code thing? Just number 2? I don't think she did. I don't know why I didn't push that further. Like, what was she thinking? Just putting a 2 in there. Okay, next on the list is Trevin. I bet you he'd be willing to run around in traffic with a sandwich board.
Hello?
Hello, Trevin?
Yes?
Hey, I'm calling from H&M.
Okay.
Did Katie call you already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What'd she say?
She told me to apply for the one in...
she's stupid. What does she know? Hey, do you want to, like, wear a sandwich board and run around in traffic around the mall?
I'm sorry?
Would you be interested in wearing a sandwich board for H&M? You know, with our...
No.
Why not?
I'm sorry.
Well, you want the job, don't you? I guess that's just not cool enough for him. Wearing a sandwich board. Running around in traffic. Next, we've got a Koolian. His phone number is 696-6969-6996. I think that might be fake. That's an extra number. That can't be a real telephone number. Koolian thinks he's so funny.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying...
And Aisha is not answering. Let's try the last one on the list, which I think is Anaya.
Hello?
Hi, is this Anaya?
Who?
I don't know, Anayan? I'm calling from the H&M.
No, this is Nina.
Oh, no, I think it's pronounced Anayan.
No, my name is Nina. She gave you the wrong number.
Wait, what?
My name is Nina. She gave you the wrong number.
Who gave me the wrong number? Who gave me the wrong
Whatever
number?
You're asking for.
Oh, well, no, it's Katie. Like, I'm from the H&M. Did you not apply for a job here?
No.
Well, somebody signed you up. Number. Somebody signed you up. It's A-N-I-Y-A-H.
No. I don't know what you mean. My name Nina.
Well, it could be that one. I just think you're pronouncing it wrong. I think you don't know how to pronounce your own name.
How are you going to tell me how to say my own name?
You're what? Oh, I don't know. Maybe you're just stupid.
I'm just stupid. Are you stupid? My name is Nina. Get that through your head.
No, I think it's pronounced
Anaya. What's wrong with you?
Anaya.
Nina. Nina.
Anaya. Anaya.
Nina.
You're wrong.
How the fuck am I wrong?
Because you don't know how to pronounce your own name. I think that...
Are you stupid? It's Nina.
I'm not stupid. I know how to pronounce my own name.
Obviously, you fucking don't.
It's Anaya.
No, Nina.
Your name is Anaya.
And I'm shooting with Nina.
God damn it, Anaya.
Man, you fucking with me.
No, I'm not. I was calling to see if you wanted a job.
No, I got a job. I sell weed.
Okay, well, I don't want you working here anyway. You don't even know how to pronounce your own name. You must be stupid.
You're fucking with me, man.
I'm not fucking with you. This is serious. Like, you don't know how to pronounce your own name. Why would we want you here?
I can tell me how to pronounce my own name. My mama named me that name when I was fucking born, man. That's fucking disrespectful, and talking about my name like that. It's Nina.
You should tell your mom she taught you how to pronounce your name wrong.
No, don't talk about my mama.
Oh, your mom's stupider than you.
No, you stupid motherfucker. Don't talk about my mama. I'll come there and slap the shit out of you.
No, you won't.
You don't know you fuck with me, man.
You're not allowed to slap the shit out of
my
me.
My fucking name is Nina. Don't fuck with me.
Anya. Let me talk to your mom.
Nina, motherfucking Nina.
Put your mom on the phone.
You fucking work at H&M. My name's Nina.
Put your mom on the phone.
I will slap the stupidness out of you.
Don't call me stupid when you don't know how to pronounce your own name.
Listen, Nina. When you get a better attitude, call me back.
No, I'm never calling you back.
Don't.
Good.
I don't want to fucking hear your voice anymore.
You're not hired.
Good.
You know what? You know what, Anya? You're fired.
Fuck you, Anya.
Why is he calling me Anya? That's not my name. And what's he talking about? That's got to be his name on here. The guy's smoking his own product. I'm going to try Tishia one more time. Probably pronouncing that wrong. Or Aishia, I guess.
Hello?
Hello, Aishia?
Yes.
This is Grega from the H&M.
Uh-huh.
Did Katie talk to you already about the sandwich board?
About a what board?
She wants you to wear a sandwich board and run around in traffic to advertise our store?
No, she didn't.
Oh, okay. Would you be interested in doing that? You would just, like, run around on the road, like, outside the mall? Just weave in and out of traffic?
No, I wouldn't be interested in doing that.
With the sandwich board, why not?
Because I'm not going to run around with a board.
It's good exercise.
Yeah, and I'm also pregnant, so that's not exercise for me.
Well,
the seller, thanks for the opportunity.
Well, it's the sandwich board isn't even going to say. Let me try her right back. I want to tell her what the sandwich board's going to say. It's going to be a bunch of anti-Trump propaganda, or Jews did 9/11 or something.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail.
Oh, well, okay, so I've called up every single applicant on that list, except for Coolian, whose phone number is 696969, whatever. I got a hold of everybody. So thank you for that one, Scott. That was a good list. Okay, last one. We've got a request here from Depressed Mashed Potatoes. He wants me to call someone named Amanda. He says, it's my girlfriend's boss, who is also a bartender, is rude to my girlfriend for no reason when they are working together. Her name is Amanda. Tell her you're from the corporate office and to stop being a motherfucker. Or you're a regular. She needs to stop giving you snake eyes. Or do whatever you feel like. I'm going to do that. Whatever I feel like.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is Valentina. How can I help you?
Hi, is Amanda there?
Sure. Can I ask who's calling?
This is Gary. I'm from the gas station next door.
Okay, one second. This is Amanda speaking.
Hey, Amanda. This is Gary from the gas station across the parking lot.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. We're doing some work underneath the ground. We've dug some tunnels, and we're directly underneath your restaurant right now.
Okay.
And we've installed this large electromagnet underneath the restaurant. We're going to be switching it on in just a few minutes.
Is it going to affect anything in the restaurant?
Well, yeah, that's why I was calling. Do you give people silverware there? I've never been inside your restaurant.
Yeah.
Is it magnetic? I mean, is it like regular metal, or is it like some weird aluminum stuff?
I'm not sure exactly what it is. I know it's some kind of metal.
Oh, it might make it. It might kind of pull those kind of to the floor when we switch this on.
Okay.
So, like,
how long will you guys be working?
We're gonna leave it turned on for the rest of the night.
Okay.
So it's gonna make like just metal eating utensils and stuff like that heavier than normal.
Okay.
But it also might vibrate them off of tables and knock them onto the floors and stuff.
And what exactly are you guys doing?
It's none of your business. It's just a thing we're doing. It's like man stuff, you know, you wouldn't understand. But it's a giant it's a giant electromagnet. And it's mounted directly below your store, and it's pointed up. It's going to, like, I don't know if you have, like, metal light fixtures, but if they swing around, you know, like, they might start just swinging back and forth.
Okay.
And
thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, pretty much just anything there that's metal is going to, you're going to see, like, just odd occurrences with metal.
Okay.
Like, if you have metal earrings or piercings or stuff, it's going to tug down toward the ground a little bit. But it won't hurt. It'll just, you'll feel it tugging down a little.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for the heads up.
You don't have any, like, input about this?
I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
Okay. You know how you have, like, a neon sign out there up on top?
Yeah.
It's going to make, like, all of the color from the neon sign drain to the bottom. So I don't remember offhand what color it is, but all of the color is going to run to the bottom of the neon sign, and the top's just going to be white.
Okay.
And I don't know if that'll come back.
Thank you for calling us, Jason. Can I help you?
Oh, hey, Jason. Are you above Amanda or something?
Yeah, I'm the general manager.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh, he's being so rude. This is Gary from the gas station next door.
Right.
She said it'd be fine if we switched on this electromagnet. We're like digging tunnels underneath the parking lot, and we're directly underneath your restaurant right now. We're getting ready to switch on this giant electromagnet. It's like high powered. It's over 1,000 volts.
All right, what's that going to do?
Well, as I was explaining to Amanda, it's going to, like, it'll make, like, everything metal just kind of a little bit heavier. It'll knock silverware onto the floor. It'll like, vibrate metal, like, off of tables and just make it fall to the floor. The neon sign up on the roof that you guys have got, it's going to pull the color out of that and make it just stay near the bottom.
Okay.
Is
this something you guys are doing, like the city's doing, or?
No, it's just us. We've been working on this before you guys arrived here. We were working on the tunnel, and we've got it directly underneath your restaurant. It's not as big as your restaurant, but the magnetic field is going to spread out further than your restaurant, so people will be able to feel it even when they're out in their cars. And we're going to leave this running for the rest of tonight.
Do you have a callback number so I can get a hold of my boss then?
Yeah, well, what for? Like, I don't care to talk to I'm just letting you guys know. And I already let Amanda know, and now I'm letting you know. And Amanda was super rude.
Yeah, I just don't know. That's, like, I can't approve something, but I don't know. Like,
I'm not asking for approval. I just thought you guys should know, like, why things are behaving the way they do. Like, if anyone has piercings, the piercings, you know, in their body, they're going to, like, pull down a little bit. If they're magnetic piercings, I mean.
Okay.
And your air conditioners are going to seem like they're malfunctioning, but they're fine.
Okay.
And just everything metal is going to just pull down toward the floor. Like pots and pans and stuff, they're going to feel heavier than they really are.
All right.
And
that's odd.
There's what?
Okay. No, I had somebody else talk to me.
What were they saying?
No, they were asking me about an order.
Oh, okay. But everything, like, small and metal is going to vibrate and emit kind of like a high-pitched squealing sound.
Okay,
so do you understand this? Because Amanda, she didn't understand at all because she's a woman.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I don't understand why it's being done, why there would be a tunnel under the restaurant or anything.
Yeah, well, we started it before you guys even got here.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it's just something that, like, I was never notified of, or that anything would ever be happening.
Yeah, it's just a giant electromagnet. Actually, it's several of them kind of wired together. Do you have lights in there? I've never been in your restaurant. Do you have the lights that hang down?
Yeah.
Okay, those are gonna circle from not side to side. Like they're like on the left side of the restaurant, they're gonna go counterclockwise, and on the right side of the restaurant, they're gonna go clockwise, kind of like in relation to where the magnetic fields are.
Okay.
Not in a crazy way, but you know, just you're gonna see those, just kind of. Just slowly.
All right, what time is this going to happen?
In about 10 minutes, and it's going to last until probably 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
So you might want to tell customers to expect their silverware to be heavier when you start noticing it happen.
Okay.
How come Amanda was being such a bitch?
Sorry, I wasn't in here when that happened.
Oh, can I talk to her again real quick?
You can talk to me.
Oh, no, I want to talk to Amanda. I want to, like, tell her. Like, she put you on the phone before I could tell her how it is.
All right, that's fine. She's not in here right now,
well,
so.
Can you tell her what's what when we get off the phone?
Okay.
And do it in, like, in a condescending manner?
Yeah, I will deal with it.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Anything else we should cover?
No, that's fine. I'll let my boss and stuff know and let him know what's going on.
Okay, because you know how your building's brick, right?
Right.
The mortar in between the bricks is going to heat up, and it might start seeping out.
Okay.
It's not dangerous. I'm just saying it's going to heat up.
Okay.
So everything's fine.
I'll let my boss know. I appreciate it. Bye.
Wait. Also, just occurred to me that I should tell him to have people that have computers in their cars park away from the restaurant, you know, facing away from it. I don't know. I was looking at this place on Street View, and like on the front of it, there's the restaurant. But then if I take this little exit ramp, which is right next to it, all of a sudden the restaurant turns into several piles of dirt and gravel. So I guess this restaurant's brand new. Oh, wait, the date on it says September 2013. And then if I go back, it's 2017. So yeah, we were digging these tunnels way back in 2013. They don't have any rights to tell us not to do that. So I'm sorry, depressed mashed potatoes, that I didn't really do anything significant to Amanda other than weird her the fuck out. But maybe your girlfriend will be able to tell you some crazy stories about the aftermath of that call. Maybe that's who I talked to when she first put Amanda on for me. Anyway, I'm done for the day. I don't know how long this show is going to be. It might be a short one. Sorry if it is. I gotta get this all edited so I can try and get it posted today. So thank you for listening, everyone. Here's some voicemails.
Hello, Brad. It's Apollo.
Hey.
I gotta give you a hard time about something again.
Great.
The difference between an apartment and a condominium. An apartment is usually something you'd rent, so that would have an office. Whereas a condominium can be the same exact kind of property as an apartment, but it's usually almost always owned by the person in it.
Yeah.
If they have an office, it's just like a, sort of like an HOA, where it's just like they've been paid to do maintenance, and it's just like a monthly HOA fee kind of thing.
Yeah.
So if you call up HOA, people don't tell them it's apartments. They'll get really confused, and they'll probably just assume it's a scam.
Okay.
So, yeah, just, they're like a normal house kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So keep that in mind.
I know that.
I've got a gig tomorrow. Unfortunately, no snowplow show stickers. I do have a cactus on my keyboard. So.
You'll get some soon.
There's that.
I promise.
I'm still repping a snowplow show. Have a good one, Brad.
Bye, Apollo. No, I know what a condo is. I just thought it was an apartment building. I mean, I just assumed it was an apartment building. But they were pretty fancy. You know, before I lived in my current place, I lived in a townhouse, which is not a house at all. It's basically just an apartment complex. That's a little bit nicer than an apartment complex. I never knew what a townhouse was before that. Just a fancy way of saying apartment, I guess. They still had thin walls where you could hear the neighbors having sex. So what's the difference?
Hey, RBC, it's Ryzen Digital. So you know how people have been calling the voicemail and complaining, oh, RBCP, you're pronouncing that word wrong. Well, you know what I say? Fuck those people.
That's
I like
right.
How RBCP
fuck all you people.
Wrong. RBCP, you go and call some people and ask for hexagonal shit all day because I love that shit.
All right.
Give me ASMR. Mispronunciation, motherfuckers!
Yeah, last night, Devin and Daisy did a show, And Devin was saying she'd listened to some show of mine earlier in the day, and it's the one where I was mispronouncing anomalies. I kept saying anomalies over and over and over, and they were making fun of me for it. It made me feel terrible.
Hey, Brad, it's Teen Wolf Jesus. I haven't called in a while, but I said three quick things.
Right.
Your last three shows have been fucking incredible. The last Stretch for Keys show, just listened to it.
That means it's okay for me to put out today's shit show, right? I think that's right.
It just came out. Fucking amazing. So, thank you. You've been killing it.
You're
Same
welcome.
Same thing with the Hobo Show. It's phenomenal. Number two, the dude that is calling on the voicemails, talking about breakups. Dude, most women are fucked. They are extremely
they are.
Fucked. There might be a few unicorns out there, but unless you had one of those, you're
going to
be fine. Number three, if women don't like prank calls, cut your losses and move fucking on this. Everybody listening to this, if they think prank calls are immature,
I don't know.
Probably a dumb cunt, and you should get the fuck out. All right, bye.
Not every girl I've dated has been into prank calls, and they've been okay. Of course, we're not together anymore, so I guess there's that, but they don't have to like prank calls. Prank calls can be your time away from the girl, your escape.
Hey, Brad, it's Matt in New York, and it's snowing.
That's nice.
And I'm watching the snowplow show.
Oh, my God.
And I figured I'd leave you a message instead of trying to call the suicide hotline again.
That's good.
So, yeah, cactus.
All right, thanks for the voicemail. Don't do it. We all love you.
Brad, it's BR again.
Hey.
I was just saying, call and tell you that you should do the lunk alarm fucking prank again. Go on and pray for the fucking best. Just imagine all those people in the workout room thingy in the gym. That's it. Gym. I'm a big stupid.
Yeah.
And I totally didn't smoke a bong. Anyway, you should call them again.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to do it.
Bye.
Bye. I'm sure I will do Lunk Alarm pranks again because they're fun, but really it's just the same thing over and over. I convince them to set off the Lunk Alarm, and they do it, and we have to sit there and suffer through a minute or so of an alarm going off while I giggle a bunch, and then repeat. That's why I don't do whole shows of Lunk Alarms, because it's just the same thing over and over. But speaking of Lunk Alarms, I know I keep bringing up like Daisy and Devin doing shows, but on one of their shows, I think maybe last week, Devin played this clip of Carbon doing a Lunk Alarm prank that I'd never heard before, but it might be the most amazing Lunk Alarm prank I've ever heard, and I got her to send it to me just so I can put it on the World of Prank Calls show, which I plan to do on the next show, but I'm going to play a clip of it here because it is incredible what Carbon gets this guy to do. And I don't want to play a ton of it right now because I just want to get through the voicemails. So I'm just going to play this short clip where Carbon has got an employee to yell incoming in between each time he sets off the Lunk Alarm. He yells the word incoming and then he yells something else.
Incoming! 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 Incoming!
Is that good enough?
No. Okay, we need you to do it four more times, but we want you to scream labia. It's for the decibel meter, sir.
Labia?
Yeah, L-A-B-I-A, labia.
Labia.
It's for, yeah, okay. It's for the it's for the decibel meter.
Labia! 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 Labia!
So, yeah, that's pretty amazing that he got the guy to do that. I'm going to play the entire call on the World of Prank Calls show, probably on the next episode. So, be looking forward to that. It's a good call. The guy actually does the whole incoming and labia thing for quite a while. It's very bizarre.
Brad.
Hey.
You know what I've started to do, Brad? I've been making a soundboard with my own voice. I've kind of... it's actually turning out not bad. I'm making a character called the Professor, and he's very sexist towards ladies. He calls them vadgies and stuff like that. Like he says, "Hello, vadgie. How you getting on today?" You know, that kind of thing. Bye.
Yeah, okay. Where can we see the soundboard? I want to download the soundboard and use it all the time. Be sure to let us know where to hear the Professor soundboard.
Hey, this is Bad Cat.
calling again from the internet.
Hey, bad question.
You said something about making money from other, like getting a percentage from people's Amazon purchases, something like Amazon Smile, but you're the charity. I was looking that up because I want to do that for me. Like, how do you do that? I think you can only do that if you're a charity, and if you found a way around it, what is the way around it?
What's it called? Like the Amazon, I'm looking through my stuff. Oh yeah, Amazon Associates. That's what it's called. Let me Google that. Does that still exist? Yeah, there it is. Amazon Associates. Just Google that, and the very first thing that you see is the page for that. And you just basically set up your own store, or people can search for things on Amazon through your affiliate links. It's just like any other website that does the exact same thing, and you get like a tiny percentage of it. Like, I've got a really shitty one set up at phonelosers.com/Amazon. I used to have it in the sidebar. I don't know why I took it out of my sidebar. I think it was just getting too crowded over there in the sidebar. But used to, I could go through a thing and see what all people had bought from, you know, through my links. And I'm sure it's not much anymore since I don't have them in the sidebar. It looks like this month I've gotten 90 cents or something. Hold on, I gotta figure this out. Where do I look at all of my stats? Oh wait, no, I've actually made $20 over the past month. That's not too bad, is it? Oh, but this is all boring shit. Like, someone bought some LED flame light bulbs. Someone bought a 15-amp single-pole three-way rocker light switch. What the hell? It's all, like, light switch type stuff. A four-way decorator switch? Maybe it was all the same person. Candle holders replacement kit. Outdoor hardwired light control photo cell light sensor. A three-way smart light switch, and then some PLA books. I don't know what's up with all of this. This is very strange, but that's what people are buying from phonelosers.com/Amazon. Let's look at last year's list. Most of it is the Phone Losers of America book, which I don't think I'm even supposed to be selling through my Amazon affiliate link, since I'm the author. But someone ordered a 18-inch spruce poinsettia berry wreath. Some retinol moisturizer anti-aging cream for face and eyes area. Some rechargeable C batteries. Some black flag insect killer. It used to tell me how much I got for each of these things, but I don't see that in here anymore. I haven't looked at this in a long time. Oh, someone bought a telephone recorder to record their phone calls with. I've got that linked from one of the other pages on my website. That makes more sense than a bunch of light switches and stuff. Someone bought a garbage disposal. Okay, I'm going to stop doing this. This has got to be boring. But yeah, that's what it is. Amazon Associates, if you want to sign up for that and try to get people to buy things through you.
Hey, Brad. It's Ben in Albuquerque. Keep doing good things.
Hey, Ben. Thanks. I liked how short your voicemail was. It's not like deep in the heart of Texas's voicemail that's over a minute long.
Hey, Brad. It's me, deep in the heart of Texas.
I don't know if my
previous voicemail got played or not. I had a question, but just in case.
I don't see your previous voicemail.
I remember, like, around the same time that I started listening to your show, you would, like, occasionally, like, throw on a random person at the end of your phone calls, and then, like, you did, like, you know, the beginning of the show, or you did, like, a voicemail thing, you know, and have them sit around with you. I was wondering, you know, I just thought of an idea for a show. What if you get somebody to tag along, just some random person, like, to tag along with your phone calls and your prank phone calls and see if they can contribute and just see, like, how long they can stick around and everything. I don't know.
Are you talking about, like, somebody that I prank call and they just stay on the phone with me? Like Laugh Track Rachel did on that Hobosode? Or do you mean like an actual listener of the show?
Have you ever done this before? If so, what episode? And would you ever try to do it again?
Okay.
Thanks for everything. Happy New Year. And I just want to do a shout out to Goblina, man. Love you, cuz. I really miss you a lot.
Yeah, all Goblina.
Right. Have a great time, man. Peace out. And call me back. Goodbye.
Okay.
How do I fucking hang up?
Call you back. I used to, when I did live shows, people would call in occasionally. Is that what you're talking about? They would call in and we'd do a couple calls together. Most of my shows aren't live shows, though, so I don't know.
Hello, it's me, Natalia Sarai from Mother Russia.
Hey, Natalia.
AKA North Carolina.
Yup.
I am super excited to hear that we are birthday twins. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I was excited about that, too.
I'm assuming we're both 30 years old.
Yep.
I'm assuming you're 30.
I mean, I'm going to be 30 this
and
year.
And we are about to go through menopause together.
I can't wait.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be great.
You have a great day. Hugs and kisses. Bye.
You too, Natalia. Menopause for life. Okay, one more voicemail.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Brad, it's me, Jose. One of your number one fans.
Hey,
I'm your
Jose.
Number one fan. But I'm stuck here. I'm stuck here underneath this tunnel.
Oh,
and
no.
I can't get out.
That's totally a tunnel sound,
and
too.
And what's making it worse is that there are spider monkeys here.
Oh, shit.
Spider monkeys. Really scary ones. Very vicious. Help
crazy.
Me, Brad. Help me.
I hope my echo sound effect sounds better than that. Your echo sounds more like you're in outer space or something in the 1950s. Not to make fun of your echoing thing. It's a very nice echo. Okay, let's end the show. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show. High school graduate, Rev, FOD87, Todd L., and Boo Lighter. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support. There's even a link on the support page to my Amazon Associates page, where you can buy things through Amazon. You should buy really crazy shit, and maybe someday I'll read it on the show, but probably not. Oh look, somebody bought some AirPods, some Bath & Body Works linen and lavender concentrated room spray, a chainsaw chain. Shit, I'm doing it again. I'm reading my Amazon list. Anyway, support the show. I'd appreciate it. Thank you to everyone else who is supporting the show. By the way, I still haven't gotten those second batch of stickers yet that I'm waiting for so I can send out everyone else's stickers. I will let you all know as soon as that happens. They haven't even shipped them out yet. I was hoping they'd be here on Monday, but I'm sure they will ship out soon. This place is usually pretty fast with their stickers. Bye, everyone.
This is the PLA Radio Show, coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. We'll call you up and pose as your phone company. Inquire about 900 numbers that cost a lot of money. And when you're frustrated and you don't know what to say, we'll inquire politely, does your wife know you're gay? Yeah, you better pick up or we'll hack your voicemail. Tell people to fuck off and go to hell. Yeah, with RBCP and the rest of the gang, calls can get crazy and downright insane. When we visit your Facebook, you'll always get 5 stars. We love your cactus entrees and your glory holes are large and well padded. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. We'll hack your brain, make you insane. By the time that we're through, you'll be scratching your head, what the fuck did I just do? So lock the doors, flip off the breakers, get on the floor. I've got some blue Gatorade for you to pour. I'd like to bid $5 million on the cactus. Go ahead, hang up on me, there's plenty more of us. We can mob your radio station all damn day. Who the fuck bids on the radio when we've got eBay? Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. God help you if you answer our Craigslist ad. You're so easy to fool that it's really kinda sad. And we can't be held responsible if we make you mad. Can you believe our parents said this was just a fad? Yeah, we're crazy awesome hackers and we're very self-reliant. You ask us why we do this, we say that it's for science. So don't call the cops, don't even bother to sue. At 12 o'clock at midnight, fuck you. Every Monday brings a tear to my eye. Why did Mildred Monday have to go and die? Her sons were so beautiful and so kind. We should call them back just one more time. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. This is the PLA radio show, coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. That dial tone, though.
Well, I think you're smoking a lot of weed because I don't think you were on my roof.